Yeah, newspapers are a product. It's just paper, stacking paper. It's a commodity. They put it in a truck. Move it. You gotta hurry it up. Get it out. Distribute. It's like drug dealers on the street. Everything's a product. Sipping coffee in the all-night cafe, the diner, the automat. Men in fedoras, the eyes of Broadway, J.J. Hunsucker. Hard to imagine someone having that much influence with a newspaper column, but he's also got a TV show. It's like a podcast of its day. Pawnbrokers, everything's money. The city is just a mode of exchange. Secretary is going down with the ship. Her face is apprehension incarnate. You ought to know me by now, he says. He's no hero. Not even an anti-hero. He's just flotsam in the capitalist whirlpool. Golden ladder, dog eat dog, up top where it's always balmy.
Every dog will have his day.
Every dog will have his day. A man with grand ambitions and petty ideals. His nickname is Eyelashes. People are calling each other liars, lying this, lying that. This guitar player has zero riz. This is the biggest problem with this movie. He's just a corn-fed dork. She looks like a big nothing, too. Who cares? This is the biggest flaw with this film. They're just MacGuffins, walking MacGuffins. You can just feel her weakness. And maybe that's a good actress, but bad character. Scrape their assets together. They might have one chin between them. These are the chinless wonders. Gosh. She's got a fur coat and he's got a bland haircut. Everyone is so square and repressed. That's the problem with this movie is oppressive air of this incestuous brother's concern. Who cares? It's so hard to relate to this struggle.
Thanks very much, just the same.
She calls him a trained poodle, but she says it with such insipid weakness. She's just a shrinking violet. People want me for myself, not just because I'm my brother's sister. You're dead, son. Get yourself buried, but he's Lazarus. He doesn't stay dead. He comes on strong. People don't mean what they say. Everything they say is a test, a challenge. I call him the boy with the ice cream face, says the cop. Leo, columnist number two, does a clean thing by not allowing himself to be blackmailed. Fortunately, there's a third columnist who's a bit more transactional. Tropical island mood. So everyone's just trying to screw everyone else and use everyone else. This is the capitalist cesspool of New York City, 1957.
Say hello to Otis
Elwell. He's the third columnist in this farce.
My friends call me artist since I was a
little girl. When you look at me, you look at a friend in disguise. Miami Beach, haven't been to Florida since I was a little girl. Rita has a kid in military school. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. That gives you a lot of leeway. And she finally fesses up. They've met. It was at Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. 2 years ago.
Don't tell Sydney.
Why should you be happy when I'm not? Very lived in. We get the terrace foreshadowing, then we dissolve to the Flatiron building. We got trash cans and newspapers and papers stacked everywhere. We got Hunsucker's secretary in an office with papers stacked. And it's just all about moving it around, isn't it? So immersed in the theology of making a fast buck. Millie, JJ's secretary. The sign on his door is a piece of cardboard taped to the glass. The problem is, the slimy press agent is far more compelling and attractive than the square jazz guitarist, who just seems like he's got a stick up his overcoat. Why me? I don't like you when you're limp and dependent. Don't ever tell anyone, Susie. JJ says he'll clean his glasses for a better look. That's funny. Because the glasses were smudged by the cinematographer. What does this mean, integrity? This coat is your brother. I've always hated this coat. Wardrobe's doing a lot of work in this movie. The coat has more personality than she does, and his coat has more personality than he does. God, who cares? You don't really want these two to get together. And their kisses are like just too pieces of meat in a styrofoam package happen to be pressed up against one another. There's no spark or chemistry there. Boring white people jazz. Sydney's big victory is he's able to check his coat. Now he can leave a tip for coat check. And he goes out. And there's the cop flashing his headlights. Let him know. The fix is in. The beatdown is coming. But you know, what you reap is what you sow. Switcheroo here at the end might have been the seed that gave us Old Boy. This movie could have been called Corruption of Susie. She's growing up. Cute. Susie's got a new coat. No more fur for her. She's like the baby elephant with a steak. She can walk out anytime she wants. He's powerless to close the door. He just almost holds it open for her. And Sydney takes a beating. But what are you gonna do?